CBS Eye on the World with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column. He's in London, observing, as we all are, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The report is about 120 people come together and make speeches on topics that are vaguely strange. Structural shifts in the global economy is this year's theme. Now, what we're looking for, the 24th, 25th, and 26th of August, is a clue as to what the Federal Reserve believes the economy is doing now after 11 hikes. And, Joe, one of the joys of the Federal Reserve is to imagine what they see that we can't. At this meeting, can they see anything we can't? Are the numbers that they're dealing with the same ones we're looking? Because it's totally confusing.
I'm not sure that they know anything that we don't about what's happening on the economy, and there might be some important respects in which they know less, because I think that really one thing that I'm expecting to we will have on display at this conference, although no one is quite going to say it openly, is that we're at a period where there is a lot of confusion among economists and central bank policymakers about what is happening in the economy right now. They don't have a good understanding of what has caused the inflation that we've experienced over the past couple of years. Their models don't really give them good guidance about why that inflation seems to be moderating right now, even without a huge uptick in unemployment. They seem very confused about what all of this means for the future direction of inflation and whether they do need to continue tightening policy in order to bring inflation down to their 2% target. I expect that what we will see are a lot of signs that there is a degree of uncertainty or confusion about how the economy is operating right now, which is making it difficult for them to do their jobs.
The speeches are looking to the future. My understanding is that heretofore, that the expectation is that the achievement of 2% average, not once average, but 2% is expected to take until 2025. Is there any reason to change that expectation, Joe?
That is certainly what they believe is going to happen. Now, we have to remember that they have been consistently bad at forecasting inflation, both on the upside and the downside in recent years, partly because the economy is behaving in ways that are not easily encapsulated by the models that the Fed usually uses, the spreadsheets it pulls out in order to try to understand the economy and how the economy will react to various policies. So I take a lot of these predictions with a big grain of salt, because the reality is that those predictions are outputs of models or spreadsheets that we know are not particularly reliable.
Now we come to the Federal Reserve Board at Atlanta that has a routine report each day of GDP now in the third quarter, estimate for the whole third quarter. It says 5.8%, Joe. Does that break everybody's model after all of this expectation of a recession, that we're growing at a level that I don't think we've achieved since the early days of Ronald Reagan?
I think that kind of prediction can be subject to the same problems that any prediction is here. But I mean, to the extent that it's even partly true, even a growth rate of half that under the circumstances would be pretty impressive right now. And I think that really is an example of the way that the Fed is getting scrambled here, because certainly the inflation rate does appear to be coming down, although it's not back to the target yet. And to have that happening without the kind of downturn in the economy that the Fed thought would be necessary would be the cause of the falling inflation is an example of how they're really going to need to go back to the drawing board in terms of how they understand the economy.
Your paper has a wonderful piece on the front saying that employers are no longer paying higher and higher wages for recruits, no longer giving higher and higher raises to retain. Is that a positive for the Federal Reserve? Because they've worried about the wage spiral.
Well, the Fed will think that that is a positive sign precisely because, as you pointed out, they believe that higher wages caused inflation. Now, for those of us who are skeptical of that view, we might point out that actually the declining wages, especially for new hires, seems to be a lagging indicator here, that actually what has happened is that the inflation rate has started drifting downward over the past 6 months to a year, and only now are you starting to see evidence that wages for new hires also are drifting downward. So, I mean, certainly it's a challenge to the Fed thinking that way. And I would also caution that although the Fed and a lot of economists on Wall Street might think that this is good news, one implication of this is that productivity is not pushing wages to keep up with inflation. So you're still going to have the inflation above 2%. But now, with less prospect of workers trying to claw back some of the living standard that they've lost to the inflation over the past couple of years.
Joseph Sternberg, I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.